At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I am here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources. Use here with permission. The lesson covers John 2. Feel free to hit pause and read John 2 together as a family. Otherwise, we'll dive right in. Jesus at Passover. Jesus' cleansing of the temple reveals his holiness as the Messiah and his willingness to take on our sin so that we too may be cleansed. In this passage, Jesus demonstrated his desire to honor his Father and do his will, a foretaste of the lengths he would go to cleanse us of our sin when we trust him by faith. Jesus confronted the immorality taking place in his Father's house. However, he was not acting rashly. Scripture tells us he took time to fashion a whip out of cords. Imagine Jesus weaving each cord while he pondered the holiness of his Father in heaven. Christ displayed his authority as a Son of God as he fulfilled the Passover tradition of cleansing one's home of leaven. God's temple was to be a place of worship and prayer, not a marketplace for people to turn a profit. As the disciples witnessed the scene unfolding before them, they recalled the words of Psalm 69, verse 9, that zeal for the house of God would consume the Messiah. They watched him cast off the sinful social norms of their day as he fulfilled the will of the everlasting Father. When the Jews questioned Jesus' authority in the temple, he responded with these prophetic words, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it up in 3 days." They failed, however, to realize that he wasn't speaking about the structure in which they stood. Rather, he declared that though his body would soon be destroyed on the cross, he would rise again after 3 days' time. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for sending your Son Jesus to live a perfect life on earth and die on the cross to pay the price for our sins. Help us to trust Jesus as our Savior and Lord. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it's time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to hit pause on this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions for this week are, 1. Why was Jesus so serious about keeping the temple holy? 2. Are most people good? 3. Who paid the price for our sins? Our key passage for this unit is 1 John 3, verse 5. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. 1 John 3, verse 5 says, "You know that he was revealed so that he might take away sins, and there is no sin in him." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Jesus and Nicodemus, John 3.